very much in her favor, they will rescind our dispensation for him to marry a second time, or to take a second wife, or to divorce her against her will. That's how it'll help. It is Dina de Mesifta. If he will not follow every dictate of Dina de Mesifta, giving her Nifson Barza, right? Giving her all the Wheelam Lapsam Rishona, and all the other things, he looks him a look with the Kayama, the Babi Kalka, etc., etc. If he won't play along, we will not allow him to marry a second wife and to divorce of ourselves. That's how he says Chavmin, Teretz number one. Teretz number two, if he will not follow every dictate of Dina de Mesifta, giving her Nifson Barza, right? Giving her all the Wheelam Lapsam Rishona, and all the other things, he looks him a look with the Kayama, the Babi Kalka, etc., etc. If he won't play along, we will not allow him to marry a second wife and to divorce of ourselves. That's how he says something, teretz number one. Teretz number two is based upon a Ramo. Right? Turn back a page in the Ramo. It's supposed to be a Mahariv. You can just follow. The Ramo says, yeah. No. So after 12 months, you just read it. After 12 months, you just read it before. You don't remember that? He said, after Yud Beis Kodesh, it says, Imro to the garish, the people of Kabbalah, and about Tarbo. Oh, my funeral, you saw perish. Then call off that each of the Agnol Yolam. That's the Perish Ramah. So the answer is, yes, true. But you have to follow the provisions of the Dina de Mesifta. So it does do us some good. That's Perish number one coming. Teretz number two is based on a Ramo, as it's explicated by the Chazak Mechokeg in Sif Chatan Chof Vol, which is as follows, amazing thing. Ramo says over here like this. Ramo says like this. Of course, the very bottom of the base, so Kufi says the base in our print. He quotes, you know, the whole story. Amas the Ramal wrote the name. He called us Vielta and Alkafi and Koenis and Emes Moyesalai became royal horror. Left the line. Called Marshall and Osam get Eno Kfir on the Gisha Aleha, on the Gisha Aleha, Abu Mikomakom, Eno Lite Mishallah Ma'akhiri. The Yochel Limchotva, why? The Amesa Yerushanah. Gam Zeh Shom and the Ma'ariv. You look between the lines, what the Ma'ariv is saying is a Chiddush in Nifla Menorah. And that is, that the Dina de Mesifta tells us that we take properties away from the husband and give them to the wife even before the marriage is dissolved. That's what it says. Even before the marriage is dissolved. Before Dina de Mesifta, everything was taken care of, all the property settlement was all done after the divorce. Now it's enough. Even before the divorce, you take money away from the husband and give it to the wife. That's what it says in the Chazak Mechokeg Chavos. That's what it says in the Hagos Mordechai and the Mordechai B'Shem Maharam. If that's the case, says the Chazon Ish, you can understand what's happening. Enoch Inami, after the get, Dina de Mesifta doesn't do us any good anymore. Because the Ben Gershom said it's all a matter of negotiations now. But Dina de Mesifta will help before the get. Because before the get, before Dina de Mesifta, she got nothing. She waited around 12 months, or the woman she waited, destitute. So what does she turn to? The missionary. Sakhirah, Rahman al-Islam. Take to the tablets, Rahman al-Islam. But that's the Ramo saying, no. You immediately take her nifis on battle before the divorce and give it to her. That's why she's over here, amazing thing. If she wants to then take it and sell it, or to give it to somebody else, he can stop her. Why? The Amesa Yerushalayim is still married. If she dies, he is going to get the Yerushalayim. Okay, mother's expert covenant. I hate to put this graphic term. It's Reuben Ben Shimon. And Shimon is a man who's 75, 80 years old. He's starting to spend his money, going on trips around the world, and he's on a vacation. And Reuben says, Dad, you're squandering away my money. Leaving my money. What do you mean by my money? Yerush? Squandering my Yerush. I hope no one in this room ever makes a statement that has any potential motive. I'll chutzpah. A person has money as long as it's alive or whatever, it's his money. Believe your big Yerush is his money. What am I saying over here? He can start up the size of a fancy rooster. Crazy? The answer is no. The only reason we give this unusual measure of giving her money and splitting up proudly before there's even a divorce is she shouldn't go to Tarpus Law. She shouldn't stop the death and go to the missionaries. But the guy who's got Atlantic City with his money. Don't stop her, and rightfully so. It's not her money, really. It's just a stipend. She shouldn't go to the missionaries. That's all. That's the din of the Nisim. There's a lot of good shot. How much can a lot of good shot? No, you hear? It says Gavala with Shah. They're both died. We're not finished with the vineyard. I need a few more minutes to do an introduction for tomorrow's shiur. I want to give you the input of time to prepare later this afternoon and tomorrow morning early to see what's happening. There's one major topic which we haven't really properly addressed. That's the sugya of Ayin Zayin. Let's close the shiur for a moment and open the Gemara of Ayin Zayin and see what's there. I want to tell you that the main Maramachim Shulchan Aruch for tomorrow, which is the reason of the Israel Maramachim, is the Beis Shmuel, Simon Kuf, Nun, Dal, Sif, Kut, and Beis. I want to emphasize that's going to be the main that we're going to start with. What? That's here, from the original. I wasn't totally oblivious. My Maramachim are not totally old. I just was missing something. But also, there are two Mishnayos, I guess we see enough Ayin Zayin. Two separate and distinct Mishnayos. And if you remember, I asked you to see the Rashi, which quotes those Mishnayos with all the intricacies. The second Mishnah we spent time on already. What does it say? The Eilu Shekofen Al Tzalahotzi, Mubashchin, Bal Polifus, Namakamitz, Namitzat, Nechoshes, Bal Bursi, Bein Tzahoyah, Wat Shlo Nisu, Bein Shemisha Nisu. Keep every phrase is critical. Whether this bad smell came, or the shchin came, the boils came, after Nisuan or before Nisuan. You forced the man to divorce his wife. Right, what is the first time to say? Whether they were there before the marriage or after the marriage. Doesn't make a difference. Even though he made a deal, listen, I want you to know I have shchin. He says, darling, I love you. And despite your shchin, I will marry you and we will live happily ever after. After 6 months, I can't stand the shchin. I can't handle this guy with the shchin. He said, but you agree. What should he say? Well, I'm a bishop, you know, and she can say, Yehola Hiloma. Honey, I love you. I want to marry you. I want to stay with you. You're too honest with the shkin. But what can I do? Svura Yisi Shen Yehola Lekabel, the Akshav Eini Yehola. I just can't take it. I can't handle it. I can't take the shkin or the bench or the whoever the case. I just can't take it. He's honest. Rav Meir says, she wins. And you forced the divorce in that case. No. Sorry, Charlie. Sorry, Hannah. Charlotte. Sorry, Charlotte. The Kabbalah he al Karako. We read this already last week. She's forced into it because she agreed. Except the finish the health hazard. But if it's a bad smell, she's forced into it. Big time Akhlokas in the Rishonah. We saw the Ran. Did you see the Ran? Do we see Ran on this Mishnah? Mm-hmm. Maybe my mind is just projecting. We didn't see the Ran on this? Are you sure? I think we did see the Ran. Let's look it up and see if it's on the Ma'amah Kops. We'll see if we read it inside. I think it's page Lamed Vav. Is that possible? I remember something about Lamed Vav. Maybe we didn't see this one. Maybe we didn't see this one. Dibba Maslam Asnissen. No, maybe we didn't see this one. I don't remember anymore. It's Rabosai, it's last 15 narrow lines. Ikamandamasas, the Ikamandiyama, you see it?
V'gamad yamar tichi ami rabbanim nekabela si al kocha dafka v'shehitzna ima b'feich. He said b'feich that I made a deal, I'm going to have this bad smell and you're going to marry me anyway. She said, yes, I agree with that deal. Good. Aval Rosal son, she saw the terrible shkin or the bad smell. She knew I was working for the tannery and she agreed without a specific condition having been made. Yechola Hulomar, Yechola Hila, what a typo. Yechola Hilomar, Svura Yisu Lekabel, Vachshaveni Yechola Lekabel. Even the Rabban agreed with Rameir on that point. Vacherim Omer, no. The Isa, the Yechola Lemema, Achiki Yisna Ima, my Havi. Alavare came and she is saying, Yelo Yechola Lemema, Achi. Ki Rasa Nani Lekabel Asal Korcho. Vechei Niradas Rambam Zal. What does that mean? Means a what? That the what? The what? The what? The what? That it says that if she saw that he had this condition, he said this bad smell, and she agreed to the marriage, even though no specific condition was made, she stuck with it. That's 2 days in the Rana, and the Ramah's the discussion about it. The Ramah is supposed with the first opinion. But now I want to say one more thing. The Mishnah before. On top of Ayin Zayin Amal Alf, also Mumin. Ha'ish she'noldu bo Mumin, ein kofin otso lahotzi. Rabbeinu said, these Mumin are clearly on a lesser level than what? Come on, please. Lesser level than what, no? Mugashkin ba Philippus Mekar, he's a Mumin. He develops a Mumin blemish. Omer Ashbag, Amed Rabbeinu Mumin Gutanin, Mumin Gedolin, we don't pass like Ashbag, we pass like Tanakama to pass. Was there any moon which according to the Tanakama he would force a divorce? Shkin is included in the Mishnah. Anything short of Shkin. Anything which is not found in the Mishnah. So we say, we have to catch a very important thing. Hey, you force a divorce in the case of age. Or should we say, maybe the marriage is not even a marriage in the case of age. Make a toast. Hold on. Wait. She knows. Rebbe's in magic. I don't know. She knew. She didn't know. But, what? Oh, hold on. One second. Did we look inside? I think we did see. And now God's usher the rush. If he is blind in both eyes. Did we see that? We didn't see it. On the Mount of Kovah, you should have seen it. Sure. The Mount of Kovah, we didn't see it. Rush, Perek, Zion, Simon, you die with our God's usher. On the Mount of Kovah, the original Mount of Kovah. Sure. The third line of the seat that you had already for a week. Rabbosai, we'll see this tomorrow again. But one thing I have to see here. Rav Yehuda Tani in the Gemara. Noldu. Please. Aisha Noldu Bomum. Chia Barab Tani. Hayu. What does Hayu mean, Rabbosai? What does Hayu mean? They were there before the marriage. Manda man Noldu. You don't force the divorce in the case of no woman. Mumin. Kol Shekein, Hayu, why? Because of the Kibla. Because she knew about it. Manda Amar Hayu, I will no Lula. No Lula is a little bit different. The question is going to become, what's the difference between the first Mishnah and the second Mishnah? That's one. And what happens if it's Hayu and she didn't know about it? You can see the Beit Shmuel, right? The Chazon Ish, the Beis Halevi, Rav Moshe. Can there ever be a case who will say marriage annulled because he had a serious moment she didn't know about? AIDS, or couldn't live with it, had no, he was impotent, or he was a shaita and it was an institution, I didn't tell her about it. This is tomorrow's case, very important to you. Okay? That'll be tomorrow, 4 to 11. Okay.
First, this is about for regular women. And there it says, if a woman develops a woman, it's open all to the whole. So you don't force them to divorce the wife. The controversy of the divorce, what's the case? No good woman. And certainly Hayu, the son of the Gidla, he knows about it. But one says Hayu, then ain't kosher, but Nolda would be kosher. You pop him. In those cases where there's those who ohayu ain't kofin. Okay? Got it straight? Very important fact. The sakla halacha is, in both cases, those who ohayu, the man developed the woman after the wedding or had it before the wedding, she knows about it, some of the kibla. In both cases, we don't force a divorce. That's the first mission. The second mission talks about el kofin of the halacha, we do force a divorce. It's a contrast in the first mission and the second. The more serious cases, with the shin, ba, polit, lis, makamet, tsar, pachoshis, bursi, bein shahoyu, achilo nizlu, bein shahishinizlu, nozu, bal kulam, rameya, fish, hisni, ma, we can call these, lis, atoma, tsvoisi, shir, ha, yichol, le, kabel, ben, yachshu, ben, yichol, le, kabel, ben, yichol, le, kabel, ben, yichol, le, kabel, the kabel, is the al-korofa, except the shin. Fine, that's the second mission. So everyone's open up the shahonara, rabot, right? It's been kuk, nun, dal, sif, al, please open up. We had quoted Allah from Shulchan Aruch. The second mission is quoted. Some of the house, Rehapeh, Burski, etc. The call for the host. Says Ramah. The Yoda Bohem quoted Shadise. Ain call for the Hoti, the son of a kibble, he passed like the Chachamim. The question we saw in the Ran yesterday was, very carefully, listen very carefully, is there nothing she knows about it, ain call for it, or is there a need for an explicit condition to say ain call for it? 2 days in the Ran, and there are more passages up, that like the Ramah, and 1 day in the Ran, that even if there was no official tonight, as long as she knew about it, ain call for the Hoti. Says the Beis Shmuel to cross the base. As I told you yesterday, that's the key. That's the key to today's Shia Beis Shmuel. I know that's the Ramah. You will see there, Bereach Peh, which are Dvorim, in Yod of Ahem, and Kof. Correct the Beis Shmuel, Akasha. Him came, the man that had been my sleep in her Rishona. Or Isha knows the Bo Mumin Bechule. And Kof, right? That's what we know, it's a mission. Come up, Isha. No, do you with me? The Beis Shmuel base. Nozu, because she came. How you? Why? She should be stuck with a kibla. With me? How she came? Because she came. How you? What is the cause she came? But I feel a little very happy and coughing. Kavachomer, Sanamuch. Back to the Shmuel, Manda, how you? What does how you mean? How you? What? What do you mean, how you? How you, I will know, Dulo. Only if it pre-existed, that's the case where we say that what? Ain kofin, the son of a kibla. But if it was noldu and son of a kibla, then you would force a divorce. Kasha, I how you, I feel reach a penami ain kofin. According to the Ramah, what's the difference between two Mishnayot? If you knew about it, either reach a pen, you're not kofin. So what's the difference between Mishnah 1 and Mishnah 2? What's the contrast? No, we don't paskin that way. We don't paskin that way. You'll make comments on the Chazanish, we'll get to that later. But we don't paskin that way. The question is followed. Ulaman dama hoyu kosha hoyu akhila recha penami and kof. What's the thing over here? Isha noldu bo mumi. Ain kofin also. The next mission of Elish a kofin also. Now, what if you hold up the Ramah, but in the case of Hoyu, there's never any fear, as long as she knows about it before, son of the Kibla, even though it's no condition. So the din is the same in the first mission and the second mission. If she knows about it, so then when the din is what? Ain kofin in the Resha, and the din is Ain kofin in the second. The din is identical. There's no conscience between the first case and the second case. Ain't what? No, Hoyu refers to because she knows about it. Gemara says Hoyu, the son of Kibla. The first to Gemara, the third line. It's the Gemara on top. Kosh Hoyu is the son of Kibla. Luka, son of Kibla. So then it comes out that there's no difference in the first case and the second case. That's the problem. Says the Rebbe Shmuel, he concedes the point. This is where the Kiddush Gadol is. Look inside, whoever has to look inside, and please, you'll have it.
the Esther, the man, the Omar, there, according to the Mandamar of Hoyu, which we don't pass in life. Okay? We don't pass in Hoyu, remember that. The Mandamar Hoyu, the Emet, Tirish, Masnitin, Shnia, the Elu Kofin, Rechaper, Aria, Philum, Im Hoyu, the Komakom Kofin. So the Ramah will concede that the Manda Omar who says Hoyu is against it. So that it's Kasha, this is in the first mission and the second mission. Rameh and Rabbanon Pligi, in his Sabbath, the Ramah can see that the other opinion in the Ram is right, only if it's an explicit condition. Ella Abad, Anan Kaimlon Kaman, the Oman Nodu, because she can't hold you, as I pointed out to you a few times, we passed the Nodu here, the same thing. Oz Arminon, the Pligi Bahayu, said in Hoyu, the din of the first Mishnah is what? Ain Kofin. And the second Mishnah, the din is what? The din is Kofin. So the Beis Shmuel is forced to make a remarkable statement. That the Shaila of the whether the Ramah is right or wrong will depend upon what? By both sides, say it, no? Will depend upon what? Whether the Ramah's position is tenable or untenable. Will depend upon what? No, come on. A machlokas who and who? Rabbi Yehuda and Chiya Barav in the Gemara. But according to according to the one who says Chiya Barav, according to Chiya Barav, it'll come out that the Ramah is wrong. But luckily that we pass from like Rabbi Yehuda to come out the Ramah is right. That's what the Beis Shmuel said. So the Ramah, the Beis Shmuel had a kasha, the Pchad of the kasha. There has to be a difference in the first mission and the second mission. It's obvious, a contrast. Here in the first mission, the Ein Kofin, and the second mission, the Kofin. According to the Ramah, even in the case of the second mission, she knew about it in Ein Kofin. Right? She knew about it in the Ein Kofin. And the first Mishnah, according to one day she knew about it, it's again Ein Kofin. So what's the difference between the first Mishnah and the second Mishnah? The answer. According to one day over here, the Gemara says that Man the Omar Hoyu. In the case of a Hoyu, we say Ein Kofin. Why? Why? Some of the Kibla. I will know the love. His Nodu is Yes Kofin. So if Hoyu is not Kofin because it's some of the Kibla, and Nodu is Yes Kofin, it's identical to the second Mishnah. That's the Beis Shmuel's question. The two Mishnahs are identical. They're supposed to be in a direct contrast to one another. So therefore, the Beis Shmuel answers, you're right. According to this day in the Gemara over here, Manda Mahoyu, I will call Nodu love. His Nodu, you are Kofin. Then it's impossible to maintain the position of the Ramah. The Ramah and the Ramah. But we don't pass in this way. We pass in the day which says, Man doma nozu kolsken hoyu. Because of the Kibla. What do you mean kolsken? That even in the second mission it's that way. The Kavakom in the first mission. Because of the Kibla. And so we pass it. So that's the contrast between the two cases. That is what? In the case of again, so that the Stam quote the Ramah's psak is la halacha. That in the case of the first Mishnah, excuse me, the case of the second Mishnah, and she knows about it, the din is what? The sum of a kibla. It's Ein Kofin, that's what he says, right? Ein Kofin. And Ein Kofin. Right? Let's see again. Anan Kaimalan Kamandama Nodu Mikolken Hoyu. Or the Amina the Pligi Bi Hoyu. What's the fight by Hoyu? The fight by Hoyu would be what? What would the fight be? Again. What's the contrast between the two Mishnahs? Let's cut her again. Again, what did the first mission say? Ha'ish. Shenoldu Babunim ain't called for not for the hope.
The first mission. So what's the case? What's the case? No. No, the coach can hold you. For some of the kibla. And what kind, and what's the din? Ain't so. The no was ain't kofin. Hoyu was ain't kofin. In both cases was ain't kofin. Right? So now there can be a contrast in the two Mishnahs in the case of no do the kofin. Because no do in the first Mishnah is ain't kofin. And no do in the second Mishnah is kofin. According to the other man, the honor who says what? Man dama hoyu avon no do lo. What does no do lo mean? Law means the Mishnah wasn't said. So the din is what? It's kofin. Then in fact the two Mishnahs would be identical. We don't pass in that way, so it's no kash. So what the Mishmul just did, he took the Ramah and he made the Kiddush of the Ramah dependent upon the Machlokas Amaroi. Okay, what's so terrible? It's not the first or last time. Because Chazanish is impossible to say that. Because the Ramah and the Ramah had no basis for what they said. They said it is smirk. This Kiddush in the Ramah and one day in the Ram, the Miyadah there and Kodan Shadisik and Kofan Lahosi, the cover of the Kibla, even without an explicit condition, that's not the Furish anywhere. They said him in Tvar. No, he's not there anymore. They said him in Tvar. They bring it. They got him in Tvar. What Tvar? Oh, you're talking about the wrong Mishnah. I'm talking about the second Mishnah. You're talking about the first Mishnah. I repeat. You're making it worse. There's a contrast in the first mission and the second mission. So if the Ramah and the Ramah got a Miswara, that even in the case of the second mission, the thing should be we should say it's Sarah of the Kibla, right? But if you're going to, once you're willing to concede that according to one Amora, this Svara is untrue, which is what the Shmuel conceded just now, then how you have no right to assume that according to the other Amora that it is true. Make the case, how do you know it's true? Where do you get it from? Once you can see that your Svara is incorrect according to one Amora, you have the right to be Mechadish and Svara according to a different Amora. Why should you say that this is the Machlokas Amoraim? The Machlokas Amoraim over here on top in the first Mishnah is also a derivative Machlokas Amoraim in the second Mishnah, which has no basis for anywhere in Shas. That's a very difficult position to maintain. That's the question which Mishnah Kazanich asks against the Peshavu. Good question. No, we don't do that all. There are two different cases. The first is a plain rule, it's not so bad. And the second case is Balfalitis, Makamis, Messiah. All those kind of things are much worse. This is the kasha which the Chazanish asks against the Beis Shmuel. You look inside, you'll see it's a good kasha. Let's say it's not. Don't say the Beis Shmuel is impossible. It's Shver. I think he's right. It is Shver. The Shver about the Beis Shmuel. The Shver about. Okay, do what? What's the matter?
You
end up the first mission. So, if you're supposed to be in the case of no, if you're supposed to be in the case of no, but not, are you? Yes. Why do you need to be in the mission? The second. Right. But that's the point. It doesn't say it. What does it say in the second mission? The second mission is the favorite. It says, the Kabbalah is the Al-Karachal. You're talking about the what kind of case? Afal Pisha Hisnima. If it is denied, so Chacham says it's Mekabelos Bal Torah. She can't force a divorce. She knows it. Right? Knows movement. But all it says, Meferish of Hisnum. The Ramah had a remarkable extension. It doesn't have to be Hisnum. As long as she knew about it, it's the same as Hisnum. But once you can see that Chia Barab against you, which is what the Beis Shmuel did, it's difficult to then say, well, it must be that Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah and the Gemara supports you. You have no basis for it. It's a guess. That's the kasha of the Chazanish. It's a good kasha. Before I get back to the kasha, there's one more part of the Mishnah I want to look inside together, and then we'll just speak more outside. This is solid. Let's read it. Let's go again. We left off in the first wide line. Ain't a chinami, he says. Ain't a chinami. That according to that day and Amorah and the Machlokas, by Hisnah the Ferish.
Elanan Kaimala. First white line, the right. Command the Omar knows when we call Shenhoya. What I mean, the Fligi. The Fligi, I'm not going to use the Fligi Bahoya. The distinction between the two Mishnahs by Nobles. Bahoya Tanab Masmithin, Elu Kofin, Bain Shahoyu Achelon. He said, here's the Bath, the Bath on Shah. Hainu Shahoyu, the Heel Lohoysa Yoda, Manucha. We never discussed this case so far. We've all discussed two cases here about that. Nolu or Hoyu and she knew about it. Now the Beis Shmuel is the third case. Hoyu and she didn't know about it. She didn't know about it. We never discussed that yet. Right. We haven't discussed this case until this minute. Now the Bach is the Nukcha. Hoyu and she didn't know about it. Hold on a second. Let's start a whole new story. El Achilik Ben Tram Mishnayis Halalu V'Nogu of the Reach HaPek Kofin U'Vishar Mumin Ein Kofin Avalim Lo Yodas Havim Mekach Tov. This is the case which the Mishnah doesn't discuss at all. The Mishnah doesn't discuss the case. Mekach Tov V'Kofin Lohotzi Kimosh Kotz Simulam Atez Kufizayin and Intzavah Mumin. Wow. It comes out that in such a case you force the man to divorce his wife. Where there are movement which he did not know about. Any kind of movement. And they don't want, everybody agrees to this. This is what the Beis Shmuel said. That's a chiddush of Zina number two. What? Fourth. Okay. We'll see in a minute whether it's right or wrong. So that's, of course, you can answer a better question. I thought you were asking a different question. If you use the expression, what? Mecca, so, what do you get for? What do you get for? You crazy? A Mecca, so, it doesn't matter. What do you get for? What's the answer about that? Kamoshka, Tafsi, Simul, Namatek. After yesterday, look at Simon Lamed Tess. Let's turn for a minute to Simon Lamed Tess and see what the problem is. Major problem, Lamed Tess. What did you say in Simon Lamed Tess? What was it in Lamed Tess?
A?
Yeah, thank you. Hamekare Shisha Stam, page Pedal. The nimtzu olel echad min amumin haposlim benoshin o nimtzu olel echad min adorim shederach benon hakvar aleim harizu mekudeshes misopek. There's the rub. He doesn't say it's a mekach tov and she's not mekudeshes. He says it's a sopek. Where did the sopek come from? Rabbo says, I can trouble you. If your gemara is open to the ayin zayin, turn back three pages from ayin gimel amud beis. Just to read two lines, which were on the Ma'amah Thomas 2 months ago. I'll give you a right to think I've forgotten this before since then. And the Gemara says on the first wide line of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, it says, he often get Navi Loki boy. What did he get for if you don't want a neder or you don't want a mum? Or a rabba? Shriko Gemi Debray. So I bought another requirement. On the one hand, Rabbi Rav Shifta, on the other hand, do you require a get with Badai Midi Rabbonim, which is Rabbi Rav Shifta, or do you require a get with Suffolk Daraisa, which is Rabbi's opinion? The Mathaba passes like Rabbi. The Mathaba says in all these cases, there is a Mithu Deshes, Mi Suffolk. As the Beis Shmuel points out, let's see the Beis Shmuel in the Kotan Tezayas. There's two very important things. Kaza b'dake b'chokas makokek. The Ayri miyad k'sheroa hamum makbi v'enoch rabetzbo. Avalim shosek k'shenor lo hamum af t'tzoveach achakach v'kidush evarek. You have to protest immediately. V'chen k'kidish tam v'kinis v'bol tam v'kudash v'en lo k'tzubo. Okay, that's what it says. Ubishas, The Rav Chis, the Tzirah Gemet, the Ram, the Rav Avis, the Tzavik Kedushim. But Rav Avatur, Pesach Kerova. For lo kebach, she kosa mash kosa avatur, Tzavik Kedushim, she the Mesaf Kalei, he hilchus the Rav Chis, the Ol Kerova. For lesser, it's a vada like Rava. And Rav himself is Mesaf. That's the second point in the Rachel. There's two important points. One pass like Rava, the Behekle, it's a Tzavik. And the first point was, you have to say immediately. I mentioned to you in my Mekach Tov case. Remember, that's where I have to come to at the end. A woman called Anita Mekach Tov. And I said, what does that mean? Well, I married this guy, and I heard a rumor he had some depression or something. He had some chemical drugs, etc. And she asked him, and he said, I swore they never did it, it's not true. And after the marriage, she discovered that it was true, and he was going with depression, he was morose, and he wanted to... I don't know, what do you want to do to him? And she wants to make a toast, which is nullified the marriage. She said, I have to ask you a personal question, I asked her. But I didn't tell you the story. But she thought I meant to ask the personal question was, did she ever live with him? But then they have a marital relation, which I didn't know what I wanted to ask. I assumed they were doing work. Hakol kol yodim kalom for the chuk. That wasn't my question. My question was this question. After she found out about it, did she have a marital relation? And she yelled, she said to me right away, no, absolutely not. Not only that, not. I wasn't with him alone at all. I only met him once in the presence of two other people, etc., etc. Another one, she wants a Mekach Tov. So the question, can we give her a, quote, Mekach Tov? So I passed the buck. And I told my friends that there's a Bez in the Monty. So now I want to know, if I would be the Bez in the Monty, what would I say? That's what today's all about. Okay, hello, hello, my sister, because these things do come up. Okay, so the Chora, from both sides, all over. The best case scenario is a suffix. And the suffix means, the Beis Shmuel says a suffix, coping up for the guy. Suffix. So the best thing we do is we force the guy to divorce her. No, the problem is getting a divorce. We take a drunk. I said, Satma. How are you going to take a force to divorce her? Take a Satma. And
it wouldn't be a problem
again, would it? Wouldn't be getting ulcer. Quarter wouldn't be getting ulcer.
Why is it a problem?
Why is it not a problem?
Why is it a problem?
And then what?
Nowadays, no problem.
Ah,
it'll come in handy.
No, but they have no money. No, they have no money. That's no way. Not always.
Can I have also the very word that I learned?
Oh, come here. Come here. Once again, it's on. The Beis Shmuel said, Shach is a very good question. Why is here no problem? I don't know. I just know what I read in the Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel, we just got to saying, said that here is no problem. Did we just see it? He said, Im lo yodat ha v'mekach to, v'kof en lo, sikim osh kasafi simon lamates. Didn't say about simon lamates. Simon lamates, he said, it's a suffix yidush. So the Beis Shmuel seems to work with the assumption. It's only a suffix kiddushin. You have a right to force a divorce.
So we know each other?
No.
Wait, so they,
no. The Chazon Ish says the Beis Shmuel is absolutely incorrect. Incorrect, the Chazon Ish. If you want to look up the Chazon Ish, it's Sif Kotten, Kav Gimel. As I told you before, first he has to kasha the whole Siman Samachas. He's saying, what's going on with that? But he doesn't understand how the Beis Shmuel can see the point that the Ramo is wrong according to one Amor and right according to another. Very difficult. He only said it was Svar. That's one question. You want me to stop a Kiddushin call from the host? If it's a Kiddushin, he's not a Chayav of the Hosti. And if it's not a Kiddushin, he doesn't have to give a gift. And he says, how can you force him to give a gift in the mother shop? If the Kiddushin is valid, you can't force him to give a gift. See, Krigson, he says, the Shmuel is wrong. He's not a member of the Yisrael. Beyond that, he says, beyond that, he says that any woman would be happy to marry any man. The Beis Shmuel is wrong. The cloud. Not the cloud. It's wrong. You see that no matter how bad the woman is, no matter how bad the man is, the woman wants to be married to him. Why? Because the two gemaras. One, if I may, probably to turn one page, the other direction. One page forward now. One page forward. What is there? One page forward, and Ayin, Ham, and Aleph, an amazing Gemara. I'm talking about a woman who's married to a real no good nick, whatever it may be, and some kind of terrible chasaron. And the Gemara throws in an expression, Isha b'chol du nichala, could be shluckish, number shluckish, hab l'meitav tandem l'meitav armalu. And the more the first wide line is the most incredible statement. You're not going to believe it. It's literally unbelievable. What does it say? It says over there, that the apostle has repeated this, that a woman, no matter how, you know, inferior her husband is, wouldn't mind being married. Why? It's an incredible line. Hanavakulon mizanos v'tolos v'baleen. Unbelievable. Rashi explains. Kol elush v'baleen shpeilin. They're so lowly and they're just so inferior. You know, no one can relate to them. Umarakon chiva. Why? But the woman can tell, you know, my husband. Hey, no elush mizanos v'aseen shemis abrot and tolos v'ubal v'baal. The noachlan v'anosh v'tol shehen kishim mizanos v'aseen. She wants to play the field, but she doesn't become pregnant. No problem, she has a husband. That husband is a bald move, he can go near him, he can go, yeah, but that's between them. But this publicly, she can say, no question I have a child, so I have a husband, I'm married.
I know I'm going to get told that, but societally,
what's not
true? Something is not true, and this is definitely not true.
The guy has to rub tape.
I know.
Okay. Get it? Yeah.
I thought, that's going up between China and Madonna for the month of
No. Stop. Now, we'll come back to your question a little bit later in a somewhat different context. We'll come back to it. But this is a text which causes a drink. But the Beis Shmuel is forced, Rabotai. It's very nice to knock down. But the Beis Shmuel had a kasha. Please. Need your attention. The kash is what's the contrast between the first Mishnah and the second Mishnah? Go back to Ayin Zayin now. It's not everything's in the same range. Back to Ayin. What's the contrast between Mishnah 1 and Mishnah 2? The Chazanish, no. The contrast goes according to Rabbi Meir. That's all. What Rabbi Meir say? Rabbi Meir says, Apa pi shehistima yichol ishatomas muri ayisi sheni yichol lakabal lehne apshin eni yichol lakabal. That's only true. What kind of din? What kind of case? No, wait up! What kind of case? Come on! Bukushin, about police, the comments, and tyrants. That kind of case. But in the ratio, come on, look at shot! In the ratio, Zavra of the Kibla. That's the contrary. The kind of two Mishnahs, according to that Amora, is only according to Rabbi Meir. And in the ratio, we say Zavra of the Kibla. And the Sefer, even if she said the Farish, you don't say Sarah Bekidlo. Or if she's raw, so you don't say Sarah Bekidlo. That's a distinction. It's only according to Rabbi Meir. That's all. It's according to Rabbi Meir. Finish. Ain't a chinam according to the Rabbanon, that if she knows about it, the Yodah Bekidlo applies it to the Sefer according to the Rambam. There's no nafkamina according to Chiyah Barav between Kalipus and the other Mumin. That's Chazanish Teretz number one. Simple technical Teretz. The contrast is Ein Echanami according to the Chiyah Barav is all in the Chiyah Bimeir. You say it's a little bit shver? Okay. But that's what Ramos have to say. That's Teretz number one. Teretz number two, Ravoka. This is very careful, Chazanish. Teretz number two is as follows. Invoking the Bach case. When it says it's referring to a case that she didn't know about it. And let's read the Mishnah differently. What does it say? Eilu Kofan Osu Lohotzi. Mukashkin, Ubal Philippus, and the comics, and the Tsar of Makosha, Tsar Bursi, Bain Shahoyu, Ashlinit, when she didn't know about it. Bain Mishinisu, what happened afterwards, Nozu, Val Kulan Hoyer, right? And that's the Choladeus. That's who Bain Rabbi Meir, Bain Rabbi Meir. Everyone agrees to that. It's called from the Hoti. Because she didn't know about it. Mishnah, even though she didn't know about it. He fooled her. He had a terrible moment. He fooled her. Ain kofen asa lahotzi. Against the Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel said he fooled her. Any moment kofen lahotzi. It's not true. If he fooled her with what? Polik with makamet, then kofen lahotzi. He fooled her with a regular plain moon. Ain kofen asa lahotzi. He says, simply speaking, that the Beis Shmuel is wrong. Not only is the Beis Shmuel wrong, but he starts up with the Pisgei Tshuva too and the Chasam Sofa too. Please turn to Siman Ayin Zayin. Now was the term is discovered. Ba'isha ain't a rota's lodimo. Bahu ain't a rota lagasha, the shemofa. Now it's done. The avia isha yesh the other gamamo, she hit with a bab, a rota lakeba, she gashi, to hold the money till he divorces her. The kota, says the chasam sofa. Hine, kaifina lahotzi, bezer, pligi, amorachai, beshem, rabio, ba rosh betuva. Umaifulu, amos, and the kuf, and dalid, sit hey. If you want to just keep your hand here and just put quickly the Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Hei. Let's see what it says there. And what does it say in the Ramah? Mishu Nichpe. Yesh Amim She'ein Omum Ve'ein Tofen Al-Zeh L'Garish. The Yeshamim to have a Mumbi ish, the Kof in the garage. The Machlok is the Mordechai and the Rosh.
Okay. Fine. Come on, close. Let's go. Close this now and go back to the Ayin Zayin. We'll come back to the...
What's the next?
That's right. Tamsofa claims, believe it or not, that the machlokas there's a machlokas in the Ism's doctor, the medical world. What does that mean? Is it contagious?
Mishnah, even though she didn't know about it, he fooled her. He had a terrible moment, he fooled her. Ein kofen asa lahotu. Against the Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel said he fooled her, any moment kofen lahotu. It's not true. If he fooled her with what? Kalifas makamet, then kofen lahotu. He fooled her with a regular plain mum. Ein kofen asa lahotu. He says, simply speaking, that the Beis Shmuel is wrong. Not only is the Beis Shmuel wrong, but he starts up with the Pesukei Tshuva too and the Pasuk Sofer too. Please turn to Siman Ayin Zayin. Siv Kotten Chet. Pesukei Tshuva, please.
We had the case of a Kotten Chet.
Yeah.
So there's something you suffer, something you could or something Loma could have.
Right.
And so you force the Chet.
Right.
And you cope with it.
Right.
So why should this suffer be any different than the suffer here or should
be? Good question.
Couldn't the Beis Shmuel be relying on that if I have a suffix tradition, which is what the Machaber says in the Purush? So we'll force it to get
the Beis it could be a riot. It could be the Chalash is really saying it's a Vada tradition.
Mm-hmm.
But it's against the Shulchan Aruch. No, it's not. She has the moon. We're talking now where he has the moon. So okay, the quote one up, Ayin Hay, that she settled faster than he would. So this said, Shiva, Simon, Ayin, Zion, to Tot Machesh.
Wait, does he agree with the Beis Shmuel by the case where she has the moon?
Did he force a divorce? I'm not sure. Let's look inside. I'm not sure. Here's the case. Rabosai, it goes back to the Ramah. There's one line we skipped in the Ramah yesterday on this page. Kufi Tetzer, I said we'll come back to this. Well, now I'm being good to my word. The line in the Ramah is as follows. The line in the Ramah says, Kufi Tetzer Medei in our print. We point out the Ramah says you do not force a man to divorce his wife against the Rambam. Right, we don't force a man to divorce his wife. Is there any exceptional case where we do force a man to divorce his wife? Yes. What's the one case? What's the one case? Where the mamash, middle of the page, half another page. With a little lamed hay of the gross. Both printed. Vim also shalom kahogen shekitcha b'ramal suvetachbulos kofen also the garish harash b'alamed hay. That's the same shiva as harash. I told you. In general terms, he denies Afkinu. You can't just do it. But in a specific, unique, special, limited case, he accepts the principle of Afkinu Rabbanu L'Kiddush Mineh. What is this limited case? So the Pesukei Tshuva on that, Ramah, it's called the Pesukei Tshuva. What? Kofen is based upon. Afkinu Rabbanu L'Kiddush Mineh. Make out of here.
Wait, no. Kofen is based on that he really wants to divorce her.
He doesn't want to divorce
her. That's the Rambam, no?
He doesn't want to divorce her.
No, deep down he wants to divorce her. That's the question to do.
That's why should he ask him to do?
You married her only through Ramos.
So what?
It's a toast.
If it would be a toast, you wouldn't need
it's
a
not
gas.
A toast.
Oh, what does that mean? That's what the Chassam Sofer says. I have Chassam Sofer. The Misha Nasa Isha Velogila Shehu Baal Nichter. What does Nichter mean? Come on, you should know what the two languages is. No, what does Nichter mean? No.
No.
No. I think it is. Not exactly. He's an epileptic. Epileptic fits. Today there's a lot of controlled medicine. Those days, it was, you could also just conk out. Rahmanul Islam. The Athan is Gala, now it was the term is discovered. Ba'isha Eina Rosa is Lodimo. Bahu Eina Rosa Lagasha, Bishamofa. Now it's stuck. The Aviyah Ishi Yesh the other guy, Amol, Shehitnas Abal, Barosu La'akeh Bashi Yigashi, to hold the money until he divorces her. The Kosa, since the Chassam Sofer. Hinei Kaifina Lahotzi Bezeh Pligi Amorachai Bashem Rav Yor, Barosh Petruva, Umaifulu Amol, Shemukuf Zandalid, Sipay. If you want to just keep your hand here and just quickly, the Kuf Zandalid, Sipay. Let's see what it says there. What does it say? There are more. Mishu nichpe. Yesh amim she'ein omum ve'ein kofen al zeh l'garish. U'mikomakom ein kofen al zeh she'tiyeh imol b'bos l'machmas taina. Yesh amim de'havim mum b'ish ve'kofen l'garish. So I close with the Mordechai and the Rosh.
Okay. Fine. The machlok. Let's go. Close this now and go back to the Ayin Zayin. We'll come back to. What's the next? That's right. Now, some claims, believe it or not, that the machlokas there is a machlokas in the Ishmael's doctor, the medical world. What does that mean? About Kutaya Bechotarofim, in whom Kholi Amizdabek, is it contagious? You bestow my Kanonim, how you bestow me, Dalit Amishalom, but also my name, my sleeping, Shinan Amizdabek, Klaus, not contagious. Then I feel the Ishmael's take off, the main animal, Moya, Salab, Nisun, Shia, Kholi, Yachas Rosh, the Ishmael's all right, can't take a chance. After Yod, Shahito, and it's Moya, Salai, kind of a Rereret, Yeshua didn't have a Vua, but they small self-seminar and dying. Ela betanis mois lo yochol avio la akim v'shol abal. Ela et shalom. Abel hokan ni reli shein kof man ha'ad la hachim lo klum. Ashi yisrata la garis. Wow. Shevi simen ayin zayin maisi ramo. Vishem chuvas harosh. Vim kitcha beramos kof man lahotzi. V'aramo kitcha b'mokwa she'ela la harif. V'zela shon harosh tzuvah. Omram im nira lachem rabosai v'chulei. Omram, the next page. Yesh lenaso sim yesh lefaiso beritu keset vim lo yeos, you won't agree? Ani nigger achrechem lechofo legarsha atkan lechona umaata ani omer hocha shekidish beramos lo gila mumo umidi tuso nei vlo nochus legarish vikomakom gam lo nazo lo nazo lo lo hoti shalom yadavir. Actually, you're into the garish from the center of our cult, add 10 to vote. You hold the money. Says the Chazanish, it's a get me'usa. A get kosher, you file it for some cult. Why? You have no ground support of divorce, despite the mum, because Isha is the cold one, Nichola, and you can't hold the money. If you hold the money, you would be considered a get me'usa. Chazanish comes out with both barrels. He is a prison in Ramon, prison in Chazan Tov, a prison in everybody.
What's the other way you know that you would agree?
Either Rosh, one second. The Rosh is talking about a totally different case. If you remember, the very beginning of this man, we spoke about the following cases, where a man tries to finagle with a girl, you know, get there in the schoolyard, they take my ring, and this and that, and his whole intention is to do what? Oh. It's all con job. That's what's called pizza bramos. He goes over to this, we must take a 12-year-old girl, and he says to her, you know, I'm this, and I'm that, and I'm this, and that, and he gives her a diamond ring, her apple to sleep. She doesn't know any better. All he wants to do now, I'm going to ask for $1 million to get her for a guest.
That's
what the Rosh is talking about.
That's
what the Rosh is talking about, yes. But the Chazal say, that's the famous discussion we had by Richard. After the Inu Rabban and the Kiddushimine. They said, in a case in which there's some kind of stick, we'll say after, you know, that's the only case. No, this is a different kind of here. He really loves her. He wants to stay with her. Never he has epilepsy. He hides it. Rabbi Rush wasn't speaking about that kind of a case at all. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. He didn't say anything. Oh. So that. Oh. Patience. Now before we get back to the Ikira Inyan, the din of the main din of Kiddushin Betov, there's one more Nakuda we have to discuss, which is the end of that day, Shmuel, back in Kuf Nandar. So please bear with me for a few more minutes, and we'll come back to the Ikra Nakuda of Kiddushin Betov. Today, Shmuel has a following remarkable statement, which we already discussed once before a few weeks ago, but let's come back to it. Back in Kuf Nandar, 6,000 days, we made a reference to this a few weeks ago. Vihine, it's the fourth narrow line on the left column in Beishmur. Vihine, the kama polskim afilu yada behem, yesh loma svuria isish ani yochol lakabal, the action any yochol lakabal. And that was an explicit condition. But the other day in the who? In the Ran. Remember that? We saw yesterday in Shia. The Rambo argues. Lachain nire, says the Beishmur. Afilu the Rambo, shakosav ein kofan lahoti, because he passed like the other day in the Ran. Like the Ramah, Mikomako, Ein Dino Kimoredes, Im Ein Ritzon Allah Durimo. You can't consider a Moredes if she refuses to live with him. Why? If the Yeshlama, she can say, Yecholaloma, Kimli, Kahani Poskim. I heard this the other day in the Ran. They called the other day in the Ran. What? If I didn't make any explicit condition, it's Kofanahoti. Period. That's what he said. So you can, she can say Kimli. She can say Kimli, she's not treated as a Moreda. Comes the Piskei Chumas of Tzotten Zvav and says, Kimli. This is the base Meir says, what do you mean Kimli? Abal Chashut Mumzot Fiksubo. Yachaloma, Kimli? The Yesh is in Moreda. She says Kimli. So the Piskei Chumas goes to the base Meir, very nice, she says Kimli. What does Kimli mean? I'm holding the money, and I'm going to keep it. So you can prove that all the Poskim are against me. So says the base may happen, the base will say. So what? Come on, help me out. So what? She can say, Kimli, then I'm not a Moreder. Very nice. But who holds the money? He does. He'll say, yeah, but Kimli, you are a Moreder. So I'm not going to pay you anything. That's the picture. Schumann's conscience, front of the base mayor, against the... Beis Shmuel. It's a very, very good kasha. But the Chazanish is a good terror. Chazanish is like this. Listen very carefully. Moredes is a Chazanish requires an entire procedure. We know the procedure is, right? 4 weeks in the shul, you make an announcement, etc., etc. It says Chazanish like this. If it's not clear, a woman whose husband converted to Christianity, do we say Tav Lemesev Tandem or Lemesev Anon? Better to live with a priest than to be celibate? Yes or no? Well, we don't know. All right. We'll call it a minister, okay? How's that? We know the truth about priests. If you've ever been in the monasteries in this world, you know where they discover the bones, you know? Let's not go into that now. Right. Look, let's not go into that. Not now. Says the Ramah, anybody can receive the get on behalf of the woman, on behalf of the man, from the man on behalf of the woman. Why? The man started his kutula. I'll call it the Ablomar, the Gam. Hold on. This is the Chula Samara. One second. So the Chulas Maharam seems to say that the Kolbehu refers to the Yavam, to the Yavam himself. But he's also a Kolbehu. Says the Beis HaLevi, yeah, she's willing to take a chance. She's entitled to the Zohar. So a merchant should have been here, she's entitled to the Zohar. So he says, we'll look into it, so it's no big deal. Because it's demanded. If I ask, what if it's Moretti? Because his lawyer said, what is she Moretti? Who determines Moretti? He went to the whole, in effect, they say, went to the whole official ritual to make us a Moretti. Zanya said, well, the Chazanish, right? No. So the Chazanish only said it, who respects the bit of Moretti to the capital, and all the laws of Tzuba, lose the Tzuba, and all the other persons laws, rules, and regulations, Siman, Ayin, Zion. But when it comes to, listen carefully, his obligation to support her, which is what we're discussing as far as the get law, then you don't need to have the din of Moreda to the capital M. As long as she refuses to live with him in the same house, he loses, he's no longer obligated to support her. And we suffer Kiwi. This question of whether it's her fault or his fault, why she left, then they're not suffering Kiwi, even though she's not a Moreda to the capital M. Who said so? Who's the Chazanish who said so? The Sefer. The Ritva said so. Not there. And Bavadi Yosef says that the Barich has to pass the Mahama Kharis. That's the last Mahama Kharis. Barich is Gedola, your man. But he argued with someone who named another Bavadi. Bavadi Hadaya, another Sparta Sharos. He apparently had a good lawyer. But I think there's no doubt in my mind that Bavadi Yosef is right. He's shown to Tziyon. And he's right. But in certain circumstances, the suspect, although she does not have the status of Moreda to the capital M, he has no obligation to support her whatsoever. Basically, the source is the Ramah. In Siman Ayin, Sif Yud Beis, which we discussed discussed a long time ago. And any kind of suffix, he is a Muslim. How do you know? He quotes an up in the Tosfos, Rabbi Ossad. Sadi Zayin Amud Bey. Look for a minute. Looks like just a suffix. What happens? He's on the suffix. Sadi Zayin Amud Bey. It's a case we discussed it once before, but Ruresh is the end of the Ruresh. The Tosfos says, Bederek Agar Amud. He's Tish Bekunti. Latsuye. The Agav Ur, the Kamashmalan, the Migureshim, and the Migureshim, the Enem, the Gov, and the Zonus, and the Ayatom. The Zuyim Milta, the Pshita, the Mitzafek, the Sereshem, the Migureshim, the Murosa, Lo, Tolti, the Zonus, and the Ayatom. So the Dalla Parshat is Tolti. If there's any doubt whether it's a Fiyam, the Zonus, or not, there's no Fiyam. I correct the hot law, the Bosar. This should be a case of what we call Amy Yodea in Pratika. Remember that discussion we had? How's your memory? When did we have it? Where's the Mitzvah? Come on, where's the main Mishnah? Where's the Mitzvah? Who remembers these things? Nobody. Amy Hosea in Pratika. Yaakov, where's it say? Amy Hosea in Pratika. Where do we have it? Yom Chazan Shia, I don't know. Amy Hosea, okay. I thought it was here. Maybe this is from the comment. One second. Well, it is here, sort of. And Tumas is sitting over here, listen carefully. The person of the Kasha, like it is. First line, one I couldn't find. V'im Tomar, im Kain kol Adam lokeach poro mechaveo v'nitrufo omeza anam tzad ishlom and atzken l'kofa. You bought a car and became a trefa later on. The Tosin says, what do you mean? Anam tzad ishlom and suffering and whole story. Because it makes a lady. That's only in the case where the trefa took place after the sale. But if you find out that the trefa had taken place before the sale, and there was a mekach tov, what do you say in that kind of a case? I buy a behemoth and turns out there was a cable before I bought it. What's it then in that kind of a case? The namesake has a tshuva about this. Caleb Gimel Simon Gimel. It all goes back to the Gemara, which I can't show you now, we don't have it in Baba Kama. But let's turn back to Mem Zion Amud Beis, and we'll see. I don't have it, you don't have it. Mem Zion Amud Beis, and refresh your memory. Hold the quote to the Gemara Baba Kama. What does it say there? It's on the big toast of Shalom. This is Baba Kama Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis. What does it say there? Yevama Shenachal Afnei Mukha Shin. Fetchim Ortevim Belo Chalitza. Da 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 Hof Yilo Kitcha. That's toast. That's the Gemara's Pasha. Toast never tells you what the Gemara's Teres is. The mystery. We look at it and we read it inside. Let me read it to you again. It's the most critical line in the Gemara here. For the Shadow concern. Well, it says, listen carefully. Hatam, Anan Sadi, the name of Michal of the Kaldur, Kiri Rishlepesh. What are Rishlepesh Kaeli? Hav Lemesh of Kandu, the Lemesh of Aralim. The same Rishlepesh. So on that Gemara, is a critical Rashi. The Menach Michala, one line Rashi, the top line, on Kuf Yud Aleph from an Aleph Baba Kama. I'm going to read it to you and pay attention. Listen carefully. What did Rashi say? Just take the writer down. The Menach Michala is the Gemara. Says Rashi, quote, L'hikadesh l'rishon shu shalein, to marry the first brother who is healthy, al suffix then, even though there's a possibility, she'im yomo, that if he dies, and there's no children, he's not take up here, so he's stuck with his brother with a what? A mukeh shvin. End quote of Rashi. That's the Rashi. That's the Gemara, and that's the Rashi. Baba Kama kufir and kufir out from the day. Now, listen very carefully. such a time. What do you mean? Well, she is. What do you mean she's not? Explain yourself. Talk more, no? But what if she gets stuck if she has no children? You know, people are... Okay. You are a very optimistic person. But any individual who's ever seen a Isha held up for $1 million by a Yavam, right, or by a brother who was at $1 million to do with the Prophet Chalitza, would think twice, correct? What? Most cases you can't. Most cases you can't. Now, hold on 1 minute. Who is the Kalder of those times? I'm asking a very important question. Will the real Kalder please stand up? It says in the Gemara, the Menach Michal of a Kalder. She is Saturday how do you spend the Kalder? Anything. Who is anything? Says Rashi. The Kaddish, the Rishon Shu, Shalem. I'll stop at Zash and Yavos, he's up to the Yavos. Who is the Kalder? Second one, the Mukha Shin of the Kaldu. Right, exactly. The first Ayyad a Shole. The Mukha Shin is called. Huh? Is that true? That's a big question. What's the chat? Is the Mukha Shin the Kaldu? Is that the chat? Or no? Mukha Shin is less than Kaldu. Mukha Shin is so bad that the world would not be Michal of a Mukha Shin. What do you mean, Kaldu? Sure. She's happy to marry Prince Charming, tall, dark, and handsome. Even though she knows that there's an outside chance, Khalida, no, because Khalida should never happen, there's an outside chance that if Prince Charming dies and leaving no children, she'll be stuck with pretender Cluck, the brother, who is just, you know, absolutely revolting. But what's the Kaldu? That's the question. What does the word Kaldu mean? One second. So he says to Beis HaLevi that the man whose brother is a Mukashkin, he's the Kaldu. Prince Charming is a Kaldu. But Rashi says in the words, the main attribute of a Kaldu, Rashi didn't say the brother. Rashi said, no. That is the reason she was Shalim al Safek. Prince Charming, like it's a chili field. No, it's pretend the club. That's called Kaldu. You know, he's great. He has that Achilles heel, that possibility, that terrible chance that a dog with no children should be stuck as pretend the club. That's the debate today with Rashi. Not that I
mean.
Rashi says the Menach Nikola. The Rashi is about the Menach Nikola of Kaldu. The Rashi should have said, the Kaldu being the Mukashkin. No! The Melech Michal and the Kaddish, the Rishon Shu Shalem, he's the Kaldu, because it's a suffix about the brother. That's what the Beis HaLevi suggests to Sapek and Rashi. But if you're a Mukha Shin, you're not even a Kaldu. So therefore what? If a man hides his shin, take shin, a man caught the girl, we're not seeing each other. So they don't see each other, right? They never see each other. He comes to the wedding and she's coming with a big veil. Finger out, and he's wearing, and he puts the ring on the finger, and she puts the veil. Ah! You have shit! Sure, shit. You didn't tell me. Said the Beis HaLevi, in that case, Rashi never said it would be a good kiddush. That would be just such a powerful moon, you would not, wait a minute. You would not say toddler mason in that kind of a case. And one of the disease is the Beis HaLevi? Mekak Tov, the nipple what? Oh, that's the problem. The most he's willing to say to Beis HaLevi is what? Stop it. That's as far as he's willing to go. To equate the case of Namatensikei, where the move of the woman is a stop it. So in this case of the Mukha Shin, it's a man, the move of the man is also a stop it. Not that he's definitely no need for a guest. He's willing to make it at least to a stop it. Rabotai,
Just wait 1 minute. Suffer Kiddush. And therefore it's only suffer again. It's not giving up the various things, whatever they do. Rabotai. The Maharam in Wittenberg learns Yorkshire against Russia. Please, give me a minute. The Maharam in Wittenberg learns Shad, maybe it's Shad and Rashi. That Kaldu does not refer to the Prince Charming. You have to make those tutorials. But Kaldu refers to Pretender Plus, the brother. I want to say exactly what it is. It's also one line. The one line quote. It is a base goes at the end of Simon Kuf Mem. It says as follows. The base goes as follows. Listen carefully. Shubas Maram. Isha Shehemir Bala. A woman whose husband converted to Christianity. Do we say have the mace of condom or the mace of animal, better to live with a priest than to be celibate? Yes or no?
No.
Well, we don't. All right. We'll call it a minister, okay? How's that? We know the truth about priests. If you've ever been in the monastery, you know, where they discover the bones, you know, let's not go into that now. All right. Look, let's not go into that. Not now. Says the Ramah, anybody can receive the get on behalf of the woman, on behalf of the man, from the man on behalf of the woman. Why? The man started his kutula. I'll call it the Blomar, the Jam. Hold on. This is the Shulat Samaram. One second. So the Chulas Maharam seems to say that the Kolduhu refers to the Yavam, to the Yavam himself. But he's also a Kolduhu. Says the Beis HaLevi, yeah, she's willing to take a chance on this Kolduhu, this Mukashin. But that's not the first, that's not who's married. She's married to Prince Charming. So then we can't get told of him. But to marry the actual Lucas Finn by mistake, that would be considered a make-up stuff. Let's go first. First. And don't tell me that we say Tavla Mesa, that she wants to stay with the Lucas Finn. It's against the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says the Elu Kofin Osa Lahosi. Lucas Finn Barosham. Obviously, you wouldn't force the man to divorce the wife if we would have an assumption that the wife wants to live with the husband. Impossible. Similarly, says the Beis HaLevi, the Gemara of Ayin Hay, which we saw before, that the woman would rather have a husband who's the worst, the most grotesque person imaginable, so she can be Mizana. What does that mean? Every woman is Mizana? How can you interest the rest of them? Shalom? All these Gemara's mean as follows, they're both that. It's a possibility. It's a possibility. Maybe she wants that this grotesque cousin should be Mizana. And the fact that such a possibility exists, says the Beis HaLevi, means there's no Uperal Beis HaLevi Bei Nitzka, that the court of the Maram is no riot. But Karen, it's the biggest riot, even more than a riot going to Rashi. It was near Zaiti. But Moshe's room. And Moshe was not saying it. And Moshe has one of the children that he read the parents, or he read the text so recently. All the Rabbanu put that spawn with respect that people should come later and argue with him. I want to do a Bederach. It's been a week yesterday, Moshe, somewhere else. I forgot.